Proclamation number 8869, dated the October 17th, 1964. The path through Satan's world. The world is Satan's domain, and yet you have to pass through it because all of you are more or less still attached to the Lord of this world, since you have not yet completed the last work of spiritualizing yourselves in this world. You are still imperfect and therefore not entirely free from his control. However, you are all aware of my will, which only ever asks you to selflessly love your neighbor. Hence you know what will bring you closer to perfection, and therefore you shall only ever endeavor to release yourselves from selfish love and turn it into love for your neighbor. Then you will detach yourselves more and more from his world. You will pass through this world and it will no longer hold on to you, but has to release you if you want to carry out this will of mine. Then your earthly life will only be a short stage on the path to your eternal home. You will remove your fetters with my help, for then you have surrendered to me, and wherever your goal is, there is also your heart. Your longing applies to me in this world, has nothing else to offer you. It can no longer stop you on your path of ascent. However, if you don't carry out this change from selfish love into unselfish neighborly love, you will take your last short path across the earth in vain. Then you will remain attached to the one who wants to pull you into the abyss again. Yet I cannot force your will. You have to strive for this change entirely of your own accord, so that you will be able to gain immeasurable happiness. For this reason, you cannot be given absolute proof of what will await you in eternal life if you strive towards me, or what will happen to you if you deliver yourselves to my adversary, or you would be compelled to believe which, however, cannot be valued as faith. Even so, my word explains everything to you, and besides, you have within yourselves the still small voice of conscience which warns and admonishes you. You, however, drown out this voice in you with the world and ignore it, but there is not a single human being whose attention is not somehow drawn to the consequences of his way of life. And therefore no one can evade the hour of responsibility when he stands at the gate to eternity. I approach people time and again, trying to inform them of my will, which requires nothing other than shaping themselves into love, and by means of strokes of fate try to bring myself to their attention so that they will call upon me in their distress, when I shall truly be willing to help. Yet I cannot reveal myself more distinctly than through my direct speech from above, so as not to compel anyone's will. But you lack faith and don't value my word from above as a truly significant blessing which is to help you in your lack of resolve. If only you would get used to the idea that my word might be true, so that you could arrange your life accordingly, then much would be gained already. For I look at the slightest will concerning me and will help you find me completely, so that you no longer attach too much importance to the world, that you detach yourselves from it and thus also from its master. Just your will to free yourselves from his bondage is seen by me as your first step of return to me, and I will bless all further effort and give you the strength to accomplish what will lead to your release from him. Nevertheless, you must take the path through the world, for it is the lost opportunity to liberate yourselves from the one who is Lord of this world, and you must pass this last test of will if you want to enter the kingdom of beatitude. Amen.